We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and there is no health in us. You can't beat the Book of Common Prayer for telling it how it is. Readers unacquainted with Archbishop Cranmer's work might prefer it another way. Skimp on your routine maintenance, and it'll come back to bite you on the bum. So it was for me last summer. Stormbound on the island of Helgoland, deep in the German Bight, I'd popped ashore to sample the duty-free liquors for which this outpost is noted, leaving my generator running to top up the fridge. When I returned, the boat stank of diesel. The generator lives under the main saloon, so it was up with the boards to find the leak. Down there, the lugger engine was purring sweetly, but its drip tray was brimming with Texaco's finest. The fuel line unions were as dry as a Band of Hope prayer meeting, but I found a major drip off the engine fuel filter. A safe assumption was that this had somehow worked loose, allowing diesel to leak from its rubber gasket. A prod at the interface drew a blank, but I was on the right track. The culprit could only be the filter itself. My German neighbour, who'd come to assist with seaman-like alacrity, pointed out that since it was always full of diesel, it couldn't possibly have rusted. Yet, pitting seemed to be the only realistic explanation. I'd like to be able to say that we now whipped it off and replaced it with a new one, but this was where my shoddy maintenance came home to roost. I'd serviced the generator in the spring, changing oil and filter. I'd also replaced the fine mesh Raycor unit between fuel tank and engine, but when I came to unscrew the last redoubt of cleanliness, the engine filter itself was seized on. That well-known enemy of all DIY mechanics, Captain Grauncher, also known as the wretch hired by my predecessor to do his dirty work, had screwed the thing on with a strap wrench. It was rock solid, and I was running out of time, so on the sound belief that the Raycor had done its job, I left the engine unit for later, then promptly forgot to buy a replacement. What was to be done now? The only way to alleviate the drip was to shut off the fuel, but the tap also stops the main engine, so it wasn't a long-term option. That'll have to be fixed next winter, but for now, where are we? This was where my friendly German came in. I have to confess to a bad attack of tool envy as he produced a high-tech filter wrench, the like of which I had never seen. It unscrewed that miserable offender in less than a minute, revealing the bad news that I was right and my friend was wrong. It shouldn't have been possible, but the bottom of the unit was severely pitted and weeping merrily. No spares were to be had locally, even for ready money, so my chum recommended calling Hamburg with delivery in a week or so. Have you ever been to Helgoland? If so, you'll understand why the proposition was unattractive. All seemed lost until I recalled an old motorcycle petrol tank that had suffered a similar fate. I'd botched it up with honest araldite, and the repair held until I sold the bike 2 years later. So I degreased the filter, roughed up its painted surface with some 120 grit, then coated it with three layers of clear epoxy from my handy pack of SP Systems Finest, without which nobody should put to sea. The result was a tight filter, a dry drip tray, no diesel smell, and, of course, cold beer. I hope I've learnt my lesson, but nobody's perfect, and if you're as slack as I was about what really should be done, you have to be ready to think outside the box.